Well, hello, and welcome.
We've all had struggles in our lives. Some have hit rock bottom, only to pick themselves back up and try all over again. The human spirit is a remarkable one. There are many stories of survival and inspiration at buildingblocksofrecovery.com. At buildingblocksofrecovery.com, those stories and the people behind them are celebrated. Coming up, there's a conference you have got to check out titled How I Bounce Back. It's a free online conference of courage and of hope. This conference features 14 speakers from around the world, all sharing their stories about how they came back from just surviving to thriving. It takes place September 19th. All you have to do is visit buildingblocksofrecovery.com and register. It's that easy. Buildingblocksofrecovery.com. Save your online seat now and hear stories of hope and inspiration. Let your heart start healing today. Visit buildingblocksofrecovery.com and register online now for How I Bounce Back, the conference, all day September 19th. buildingblocksofrecovery.com.
Well, hello, and welcome to the most interesting night I think I've had since I've been on the air. This is Sandy Kozlowski, and I am your hostess for the show this evening, as well as the author of, I can't remember, I'll tell you why in a second, author of Building Blocks of Recovery. Just a sec. Oh, my gosh. So I don't know what is going on with the show tonight and with Blog Talk Radio, but I could not log in, so I had to call in, which is very odd to me. And then it wouldn't accept my phone number. Something is truly going on with the show tonight. So for those of you who are on the chat, if I don't write back, it's because I have my hands busy trying to hold the phone and produce the show, and oh my gosh, it might be better if you call in tonight. Anyway, this is Sandy. Let me see. I hope you can hear me okay. I've disconnected every other mic I had, but of course, my phone was just about to die, right? I know. But we will have a good show tonight, no matter what, and that's what I'm most excited about. And so glad you're here. First, you know, what we're supposed to be talking, that's okay, we're all having a bad day, right? I know. I agree. Are converging at once, and it's interesting. I don't know about you, but when life, everything converges into one answer, I kind of know that I'm supposed to be working on that and definitely supposed to be discussing that with you. So let me chat with you a little bit about the holidays and the upcoming holiday. I had no idea, actually, until my kids just said it today, when I wrote up what the show was going to be tonight, I had no idea that next Thursday is Thanksgiving. It just feels like it came so fast. So one thing we're going to talk about is the holidays. For those of us who are in recovery, and I have to tell you that I believe, and if I'm wrong, please give me a call and tell me what your opinion is at 646-716-5901. 646-716-5901. I believe that the overconsumption of food is just as difficult and hard on alcoholics and drug addicts as it is on overeaters. The football games and, you know, all the television watching, I think, is really, really hard on folks with gambling issues. So there's not one of us, and do we need to talk about the food and the family gatherings or the friend gatherings about anxiety, isolation, and depression? So with all of that said, there's a great deal of reason to be out for the holidays, but let's talk about the reasons we don't want to maybe be stressed out for the holidays. So I want to talk about that, but here's what's interesting and converging. So the next thing is the Paris attacks. And, you know, I don't charge for this show, and so you know I'm not making any money out of doing this show, so I'm not one of those people that is utilizing the Paris attacks to be just something to talk about to make money or to gain attention. So please know that my heart is not to do that. My heart is to help people heal. And I know that as recovering drug addicts and alcoholics, we might have a significant problem with trying to put that in the right perspective, especially the fear. Hang on a second, everybody. Tim, please plug in my computer. Thank you. As my 16-year-old, he's such a great producer. He's always so helpful and right there for me. Anyway, thanks, Tim. Everybody on the show thinks you do. Anyway, and so what to do with it? You know, what to do with this topic right before the holidays. The other thing to do with any other life issues that might be happening for you or in your world right now, and notice how it's all kind of that same anxiety-building feeling. Now, I'm pausing here for a second. Because I'm not positive, I have extreme words of wisdom on how to help your family heal from the terror in Paris. I don't have any perfect words for the holidays, but let's chat a little bit. Let's talk a little bit about maybe how to make the holidays your own. The first and foremost thing that I think is so super duper important about having the holidays be your own is to drop the word should. You know, the word should for me, really, we kind of have a joke in my counseling sessions, because the word should, I'll often tell people, why are you shoulding on yourself, right? Because it's kind of a four-letter word for me. And so here's the tricky part. Are you ready? Do you have to go anywhere for the holiday? Do you have to make turkey? Do you have to be perfect this holiday? And what would it look like if you had your dream holiday? For example, for me, I know one of the things I've always wanted to do, and there's a couple of reasons why I can't do it this year, but I will. It's on my bucket list. One of the things that I've always wanted to do is actually to go camping on Thanksgiving. Now, I'm not talking about being in a tent. I'm not quite that crunchy and granola, as my daughter would say, but I would very much like to maybe go at Mount St. Helens National Park. They have yurts, and I've always wanted to rent a cabin and like cook the turkey over the fire outside, and you know, like just be in nature all of Thanksgiving Day and then have my family around me and have Thanksgiving, right? And it's okay that life has happened, that I haven't been able to do those things, but I know that it's on my bucket list, right? So I will do that at some point in my life. So what would happen if you had your dream Thanksgiving? And what would that look like? So first, right, camping on Thanksgiving, right? I know, that sounds like fun. And could you imagine just like camping and sleeping and eating all day? I know, it sounds like a great deal of fun. But can you imagine what it would look like if you did exactly what you wanted to do? Forget that mom expects you to be there. Forget that you promised to bring the mashed potatoes, right? Like, forget all that. What would it mean if you were happy? So let's start there, okay? And I want you to really breathe into that feeling. What would it mean if I was actually happy on a holiday? And then you move from there and from that place, right? And so then the next place that you move to is How can I bring that feeling into my holiday? The first thing that I want to promise you is you don't have to go anywhere you don't want to go. And you don't have to invite people into your house that you don't want to have in your house. Like, that's part of the anxiety. That's part of the depression, right? You don't even have to eat any food that you don't really like or want to eat. And no, you don't have to clean your plate. And no, you don't have to have seconds. In Building Blocks of Recovery, I talk about the yamas and niyamas. And what I'm talking about is a few things, actually. Shooting on yourself is a form of self-violence. It's like you're beating on yourself, if that makes sense. And so what if we dropped the need to punish ourselves and put a smile on the face and, like, make that be okay for a holiday, right? The second thing is managing that inner fire, that tapas. So with managing that inner fire, I'm going to pretend that I have just so much energy, like your gas tank, right? Like it's either on full or it's on half or it's on a quarter or it's empty, right? Like I just have so much energy today that I'm going to manage it. Digesting food is going to be part of that management. Cooking of the food is going to be part of that management. How else do I want to spend my energy? Because I'm just going to rein it in and have my energy be about me. And I don't mean energy like woo-woo energy. I mean energy like ability to actually go. And so what if by Thanksgiving night you weren't exhausted? You were tired, but you were happy. So what do you need to do to have that happen? I know that for me, one of the things that I need to do is not eat a ton of sugar. And now, please, I love pumpkin pie with Cool Whip, just like most other people. Actually, we make our own whipped cream, right? Like, I love that stuff. Tonight for dessert, we had cheesecake brownies. So it's not that I don't like sugar. I'm talking about the overconsumption, right? I'm talking about maybe on Thanksgiving, being mindful of what you eat, being mindful of how you eat it and who you eat it with. You know, here's something else that's really interesting. Let me go to cooking really quick. So cooking for Thanksgiving when I was growing up was a lot of people, and we didn't have a dishwasher, so it was a lot of people and a lot of dishes, right? I cannot tell you when my mom said, Sandy, go ahead and peel all of the potatoes, that I was any level of happy about that, right? So I would be pissed. Well, here's kind of something interesting. In my book, Building Blocks of Recovery, there is a lot of the foods are macrobiotic in nature. And someday we'll talk about that. But what it says is that, like, the person preparing the food, if they don't have a spirit of joy and harmony and wanting to present this food as a gift, then they're actually giving the people that they're feeding kind of that negative vibe, right? That's what macrobiotics say. So if you don't want to make green bean casserole three ways, why don't you maybe not even make the green bean casserole this year? Because people remember experiences longer than they remember what food they ate. So if anybody says to him, hey, where's the green bean casserole? You can say, oh my gosh, I forgot it this year. Have some more of this and make a joke. All of a sudden, life gets a little better, right? I hope that makes sense. So managing, first of all, your violence. Don't beat on yourself. Don't overeat. When we overeat, what happens? I know it's fun, and I know it's funny, and I know we all have lots of jokes about that. But when we overeat, remember that level of energy within the body and within the spirit I was talking about earlier? And that's so much of that, that how can you possibly keep your spirits up and stay mindful when you're groggy and full of greed, So, and we talked about managing that tapas, that inner fire. We talked about shooting on yourself. But what happens if you have anxiety? So for me, I had to change everything for my anxiety, to make holidays work around my anxiety. So there are several stories I could tell you. None of them end up happy. And so and all of them around preparation for Thanksgiving. And so when I became an adult and I began making my own Thanksgiving dinners, I would be just this raving lunatic in the kitchen. And I was not very fun to be with. And so what was I passing on, right? I was passing on that inner violence to my kids. And so I decided, right, and now anxiety, yay, woo. So I've shared with you that I go to sober support. I've shared that in the past. What I decided to do is we actually make most of our Thanksgiving meal the night before. It almost all goes in crock pots or chafing dishes or something like that. And then I pull it all out Thanksgiving morning, turn on all the crock pots, and I go to my sober support meeting. Because I know that is the only way that I can possibly manage my anxiety between for the holiday. And I found that when I do that, I get right size. Like, I didn't make the best Thanksgiving food probably in the world. I'm not Martha Stewart. But I know I didn't make the worst, right? The exact right people are going to show up at my table, and the exact people who shouldn't be there aren't going to be there. And so it helps me let go and stay right size. The other thing that we've done is we've decided to do themes for Thanksgiving. So for a couple of years in a row, we actually fondued our turkey, which was ridiculously fun. And the other super cool thing about doing fondue for Thanksgiving is that we ate for a really long time, but none of us overate. Like, the food was just fun and good and bonding, which is the experience I was hoping for. Then let's talk about that. Well, you know, when we talk about the should, we also need to talk about the expectation about you. And you know I care about you. I'm here every week at 8:00, right? Doing my thing, talking to you. So I'm going to tell you this, and I hope that you still love me afterwards, right? You're not Norman Rockwell. You're not Martha Stewart. Your Thanksgiving isn't going to be perfect. It's going to just be perfect for you. So get over it. Okay? And here's the other secret. I don't think Martha Stewart's Thanksgivings are probably perfect either. I don't think Norman Rockwell's were probably perfect either. Right? So what if we stopped being in competition and just let the day unfold the way it's going to? I know at some point on Thanksgiving, I'm probably going to snap at the kids. I know at some point on Thanksgiving, somebody's going to complain about doing the dishes. I know that. That's part of imperfect people living together. And if I can let my family be imperfect, then I can be imperfect too. If I bring humor into my day, suddenly the day is a good day. And why put so much weight on one day? You know, my kids complain about doing the dishes every day of the year. Why do I think on Thanksgiving Day they're going to want to do the dishes suddenly? That's an unrealistic expectation, right? I hate doing the dishes. It's an unrealistic expectation to think that I'm going to cook, not use every dish in my kitchen, and not be kind of grumpy about doing them, right? Drop the expectation so you can enjoy the moment. Because truthfully, I kind of do like doing some of the dishes. I know I'm an old lady, but I love playing in the bubbles, right? In the dish soap as I'm washing the dishes to put them in the dishwasher. It's silly, I know. I still like to blow bubbles off my hand. I know it's kind of funny, but when I don't live my life in expectation and resentment, I get to blow bubbles off my hand. I get to laugh. But first I had to figure out how to get over it. I hope that makes sense. Let's talk about being lonely on the holiday. There are several people who are alone on the holiday. I'm going to say that again. There are several people alone on the holiday. What did that mean for you? For me, it means that there are several people who also need you. 1 year, we weren't going to have very much money, and so the kids and I had a potluck for Thanksgiving because it was setting up to be a very sad and lonely Thanksgiving with the kids and I. And all of a sudden, not only did we have a boatload of food, we had a boatload of people, and we had such a good time. What if that was true for you? What if on Thanksgiving you went down to whatever sober support meeting there was and you took food to them? There's a gentleman, I can't remember what city he's in. It made me mad. I still love you. Oh, I love you too. I'm sorry, sometimes I talk out loud to the people in the chat. I'm sure that people on that are listening to the program say, who is she talking to? Anyway, I have one person that always comes in the chat, and I just so appreciate getting to know people, and I just love my listeners for sure. So what if we actually went out and helped someone else that day, served at the Salvation Army? Now I'm going to tell you, you're going to have to set it up now, but served at the Salvation Army, decided to cook meals and take them down to the sober support meetings. In our town, we have a family, homeless shelter. And you probably didn't know this, but I'm telling you this for your town too. If no one donates food that day, they have no food. I'm going to say that again. If nobody donates food that day, the people that are sleeping there have no food. How would that be if you took food down to them? Also, there's been plenty of years we had no money, so we joined some of the community meals. And I'll tell you, that was a lot of fun. I've met people that I'm still friends with today that I ended up being in a band with and I, you know, still hang out with and still talk, and we remember that dinner when. So when we have that opportunity to be of service, we get out of ourselves. I know that it's terrifying, especially if you're dealing with anxiety. I know that it's terrifying at the thought of going and being of service. But just do something small. You don't have to do something big. So there is a man who, I started to tell you the story. I can't remember what city he's in. If anybody knows, remind me. He didn't want to be alone on Thanksgiving, and so he started a meetup group, you know, meetup.com, where you can do all these super cool things. In fact, I think I'm going to do a couple of those. Anyway, you can go do all these super cool things like hiking and cooking and all this other fun stuff. Okay, so what he did is he started a meetup group, and now they have to have the Thanksgiving meal at a restaurant or at a hall because so many people show up. Oh, and so we can be humble people. And in our humility, now I'm going to be really clear here, not in our humiliation, in our humility, we can step forward and be of maximum service to ourselves and to others. We can stop the violence for ourselves and to others. What would the world look like if this is a question I had? So I have a little thing going on, and as soon as I know more of what it is, I'll let you know. And so I'm not trying to do scary stuff right now. I'm just kind of waiting on a couple of things, and I'm going to let you know. I will still be here for you. But I was sitting in my car today, And I was thinking, I just don't want to do this. Like, I just don't want to do this today. And I said to myself out loud, I'm glad nobody was walking by my car right then. I said, Sandy, get out and just wait for the miracle. Like, get out of your car and show up for the miracle. And what was really cool is, well, I was supposed to teach yoga class today, and no one showed up at this particular time. I need to change the time on the yoga class and make it a little earlier. And what ended up happening is I got out of my car. I went and I got to eat some food at the restaurant right by the yoga studio, which was delish, by the way. Yeah, we all talk to ourselves, right, if we really admit it. But anyway, I got out and I had this beautiful dirty chai latte with almond milk and a beautiful piece of vegetarian lasagna. And I got a chance to do the $2 drink. I don't think it's $2, but the drink suspension. And if you don't have that in your town, it's where you get to pay for the next person's drink. And this particular restaurant, what they do is whenever you buy that, they stick the tag up, and then if somebody comes in and they really just need something warm to drink, they take that down because you've paid for their drink, right? So today I got to be a service. Oh, I'm going to tell you, the food is good too. Today I got to be a service to my community, because there's somebody who really needed a cup of not even so much a cup of coffee today. They needed the acknowledgement. They needed the love. And that was the most important part of what happened. Also, I saw this person who was truly, probably mentally ill, talking very loud to themselves. And the cafe workers just kept giving her coffee and loving on her. I got to witness my miracle today, because today my anxiety did not keep me in my car. Today my anxiety let me get up and move and witness the miracle. I know we'll be talking next Monday. Maybe we'll talk more about this. But right now, this is Sandy Kozlowski on Building Blocks of Recovery Radio on Blog Talk Radio. Please also know I have a Kickstarter going, and if you go to buildingblocksofrecovery.com and click on the Kickstarter, you'll see what I'm up to. Thank you so much, and have a wonderful night. Namaste.